This essay is called Crying for Words, Images, and Music. I've noticed that I cry more. I don't think it particularly unusual. People reflect more when they step out of that day-to-day pursuit. The day-to-day continues, but the focus shifts. Tears are not an uncommon result. I wonder if some people who avoid stepping back have some apprehension about the upcoming experience. Jackson Brown wrote and sang, "Now there's a world of illusion and fantasy in the place where the real world belongs." I find that applying that line to me, in that I cry for movies, I'm touched by song, words can move me to tears, but events, not so much. I can witness with compassionate detachment, unless I am crying over a movie. Horror doesn't bring me to tears. I prefer not to witness it, and yet feel drawn with George Carlin's admonishment about tragedy porn throbbing in my mind. So sometimes I watch, but not for long, and not obsessively. I cry for fiction. That is what moves me the strongest, and I do not understand why. A song that does this Vonda Shepherd, "I Know Him by Heart." The singer had never met her perfect love, but kept that ideal alive inside of her like fragile hope. I know that I yearn for the experience of that idea in the world, but why does it move me to tears? Do I not think it possible, or possibly requited? What makes me cry this way? I need to understand. Is it the sadness that accompanies the hope? Is it the futility of a romantic view of the world where forces in nature are alive and do have a consciousness? How is a person who is not moved by the imagery different from one who is? Do the imagery believers perhaps see fantasy as reality? Doesn't that have an allure? I know that I have walked that path and that I will walk it again. Sometimes imagining is immature. Is the ironic twist of that attitude of those who stop believing that keeps their imagination infantile? That voice says, "Be careful of what you wish for." And then the dark forms of insanity flash. People tell me that crying is catharsis. I agree, but want to know where the catharsis comes from. Does it come with a clean or even a riddled message? What is the riddle? Is it me that makes what is clear into a mystery? Is a mystery expressing itself through me? What kinds of combinations of those might possibly exist? Understanding why I cry for fiction is part of understanding the nature of my consciousness. What hasn't been moves me more than what has occurred so far. After my mother died, I played a non-stop barrage of Frank Sinatra. My mom didn't particularly worship him. She thought he was good. But for some reason, he became a vehicle to my tears for her. I wanted to cry for her, but I needed music and words and images to help me. Understanding why I don't cry for reality is a different matter. Something about spilt milk, and the milk that is just about to spill, but may not. I can remember the first visual image that made me cry. It was Lassie, the face of a TV dog in a cameo while credits rolled and music played. I didn't want Lassie to go. I was so young, and my needs so immediate. Much later, it was The Parent Trap. I sat in the theater by myself in the dark and watched these twins comically struggle to reunite their family. I remember feeling weak and stupid and wishing that I had a twin. Later I learned that Haley Mills had played both parts, and I dreamed that I could be in two places at once and be my own twin. There is a distance that creates intimacy. There is an open portal of imagery. There is a language beyond words. There is a beauty to words and to all languages, and it makes me cry sometimes. I think that I have learned to live with the tears and to accept them, but I also think that a distanced part of myself sees this as a necessary bargain. Sometimes I fear that this is the real me, accepting necessary bargains, but to achieve what? Depth is not meaning. I know the Randall Jarrell poem, 90 North, but I never believed that pain equaled wisdom. I did think that depth did. There is this little-known Kevin Costner film, A Perfect World. Its conclusion made me cry uncontrollably. I don't know why, but I want to know. Is it the wanting to know that assigns me to this circular progression? Is it unknowable? I cry for animals. My friend, my puppy Keith's death caused an absolute eruption in my being. The film War Horse made me cry. Is this a weakness of my character or an opportunity? Or does weakness sometimes bestow opportunity? Is it what comes next that matters? If depth does not lead to knowledge, what is its purpose? It cannot be an end in and of itself. Depth inspires more weight than light. Here I am, asking with flickering answers and attaching my hopes to a flashlight.